I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, October 20th. There were 11 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy as of yesterday. With 68 active cases, Quincy remains in the yellow category under the state's risk assessment map, and the death toll stands at 135. Quincy Health Commissioner Ruth Jones says coronavirus is not spreading in the Quincy public schools, although 13 students recently tested positive. Jones told the city council that the virus is spreading within the community, especially among younger people, and she urges people to continue wearing masks, social distancing, hand washing, and staying home if you are sick. Quincy City Council wants to hear from owners of short-term rentals about a plan to impose some regulations. That proposal would require short-term rentals to register with the city, pay fees, and impose fines for violations. Supporters say it will protect residential neighborhoods and increase affordable housing. The state has closed Chickatobit Road in the Blue Hills in Milton indefinitely. The Department of Conservation and Recreation says Chickatobit Road is closed between Route 28, Wood Road, and Wampatuck Road in an effort to control drag racing and prevent overcrowding on walking trails. Quincy officials say they are worried about motorists parking in local neighborhoods. 36-year-old Rashar Williams of Boston is charged with having a gun, ammunition, and drugs in his car when he was stopped on Copeland Street in Quincy Sunday for driving after his license had been revoked. Police say they found a .357 revolver, ammunition, crack cocaine, and marijuana. Police are searching for three armed suspects who pistol-whipped victims and then fired a shot during an altercation outside the Hyatt Place Hotel in Braintree Saturday evening. Police say the suspects robbed two people in the parking lot and then fled. Their car was recovered in Boston, but there have been no arrests. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, October 20th.